It's morning in India. I'm sitting down for breakfast, slightly bleary. As I butter my toast and wait for my tea to steep, I turn on the TV.
Nobody knows the system better than me. Which is why I alone can fix it.
And a very good morning to you too. Thanks to the time zone difference, we are being served a hefty helping of Donald Trump for breakfast. Sunny side up. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. In India, I've often been asked to explain all kinds of things over the years about American politics. Why did George W. Bush invade Iraq? Why do Americans think Saddam Hussein had something to do with 9/11? Why are there only two parties that seem to matter? But nothing is as baffling as explaining the rise of Donald Trump. I remember having coffee with a senior journalist 6 months ago. Do you really think Donald Trump can win the Republican nomination? She asked in wonderment. How is it possible? Even the Republican Party leaders don't like him. He's at loggerheads with the media. His claims are being rebutted daily. How is he getting this far? And now, 6 months later...
Friends, delegates, and fellow Americans, I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
But some Indians are less baffled by Donald Trump than others. Some think he is going to be their knight in shining armor. When Trump celebrated his birthday recently, they were cutting a cake in his honor in New Delhi, reports the Indian Express.
Happy birthday tonight!
It's a little-known Hindu right-wing group known as Hindu Sena or the Hindu Army, and its leader, Vishnu Gupta, is piggybacking on Donald Trump for his 15 minutes of fame. They celebrated his birthday with a three-tiered cake, balloons, and party hats. And he fed a piece of cake to a life-size poster of the Donald brandishing a gun. And the reason for this Trump love by the Hindu Sena? He will end Islamic terrorism, says the leader Vishnu Gupta. He didn't know why he was brandishing a gun in the poster, he admitted. I just found it on Google, said Gupta. Gupta has a one-point program, Islamic terror. We are just supporting one thing, he says, the fight against Islamic terror. There was a lot of sniggering about this birthday party, but there's something we miss at our own peril. Trump is the ultimate example of the fringe morphing into the mainstream, and the likes of the Hindu Sena are greedily watching him. Once a little-known Hindu Sena leader frothing about Islamic terrorists and Pakistan would not be a blip on the news cycle. Now he gets coverage everywhere because of Trump. It's a quirky story, and Trump is its oxygen. The Hindu Sena might be a fringe group, but some wealthy Indian Americans are climbing on board as well. Entrepreneur Shalabh Kumar, the chair of the Republican Hindu Coalition, has sent $898,800 to Trump victory.
He is a very bright man, and he calls the elephant in the room.
For Kumar, the biggest elephant in the room is Islamic terror. Al Jazeera's Upfront asked him if he would be as supportive if Trump wanted a total ban on Hindus coming to America. Kumar?
If we were acting like what is happening elsewhere in the world, okay, I would say profile us.
Kumar says he has looked into Trump's heart. He sees no racism anywhere. Now, thanks to Trump, he is front page news in India. The likes of the Hindu Sena know that Trump probably cares little about them or their cake. But they are piggybacking on him to take their ideas to the mainstream. Whether or not Trump makes it to the White House, he's already proving very useful to those who were until now dismissed as the fringe. A lot more Indians know today about the Hindu Sena and Shalabh Kumar than before, thanks to Donald Trump. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. Another night, another love.
of possession is the motivation that is hanging up the goddamn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what. Slaughterhouses are killing hogs. Twisted children are killing frogs. Poor dumb rednecks rolling logs.